在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Good morning. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. President Obama has won the Nobel Peace Prize. The stunning announcement made earlier this morning. The nominating committee said that Mr. Obama was chosen for his international diplomacy efforts, and they specifically mentioned his outreach to the Muslim world and his work on climate change and nuclear disarmament. White House correspondent Dan Lothian explained how President Obama heard the news.
It was Robert Gibbs, the White House spokesman, who called the president this morning shortly before 6 a.m. and then broke the news to him that he had won the Nobel Peace Prize. And according to the senior administration official, the president was, quote, humbled to be selected by the committee. But clearly, the White House was caught off guard by this announcement. In fact, another administration official saying that we were, quote, quite surprised by the announcement.
This morning, two NASA spacecraft...crashed into the moon on purpose. The first one did the dirty work, kicking up a cloud of dust. Then a few minutes later, the second one flew in to analyze the dust particles before it crashed as well. NASA is hoping to find water in some of that soil. In the Philippines, landslides and flooding unleashed by Tropical Depression Parma has killed at least 97 people. This is according to rescue groups who say 195 others are feared dead. Two U.S. Navy ships standing by with helicopters and boats to help with some of the rescues there.Actress Elizabeth Taylor says she's doing fine after heart surgery. In a Twitter message, she said yesterday's procedure went perfectly, and she feels like she has a brand new ticker. She also thanked her friends and her fans for their thoughts and prayers. And those are the headlines for you this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.